I got involved with the Iditarod back in 2009. I grew up in Alaska, actually on Elmendorf Air Force Base, but had come down just to watch and found out I couldn't get past the barriers unless I volunteered. So I could get closer to the dogs, see everything that was happening and have a great time and be able to help. I am here today and get involved with the Iditarod because of that noise you just heard of all those dogs barking. It's just amazing to be a part of this reenactment of the Serum Run that was such a historical part of Alaska, and to see so many people from all across the state and world coming here to witness a piece of Alaska. It's just a wonderful thing. We were shoveling the trail. You should see me at the dentist office. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was as we were shoveling at our intersection to keep the snow on the trail, a dog team came through and they lost a booty. And across from the trail, I saw a young girl watching and her face just lit up as the dogs went by. So I walked over and I gave her the booty and she was just, her jaw dropped. And it was just the coolest thing to make her day. And it made my day too. What I know for sure in life is that we will all be born and we will all pass away, but what's really wonderful is when you can watch the dogs, and it's all about the roo, it's all about the barking, it's all about the happy sled dogs and enjoying yourself while we're here.